Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. It is Wednesday Wisdom Radio Show with Deborah Leanne. Whew. And for being September, we're having some of the hottest weather we've had for the last few weeks. And I just came in from being out at a meeting with my accountability partner because of this topic that we're going to talk about today, fall. And in these last few months of the year, are you falling forward or falling back? And where can we give ourselves the grace and the pace to finish this year in the manner or in the level of success measurements or in the fulfillment that we actually started the year imagining we would get to? So that is our topic. And before we get started, as I always do, I'd like to start with a getting present meditation. So as we take some deep, deep breaths in through our nose, breathe and hold them all the way down into our lower belly, and then exhale through the mouth. Remember to send breath distinctly down low in your body and to the back. Our beautiful back that holds us, our structural system in place. And breathe into your right side, that doing, creative, moving forward in the world, beautiful right side of our body. And breathe into our left, our intuitive, receptive, feminine, fluid part of our body. And we're calling on those two sides, the front and the back, the right and the left, the feminine and masculine, to join together to create the fire within us that is our unique spark, our light. And then we're just going to do a quick scan around us. If you are closing your eyes, please make sure that you've got an opportunity to do this for a few minutes and give yourself that time. Otherwise, I would ask that you actually pause this recording and listen to it where you do have time to listen to it in full. So as you hit the pause on your Facebook posts or your email or looking at your phone or reading something online, I just ask that you totally go inward and use the next 20 minutes or so for yourself. This is a gift of the present. That's why we call it the present. And we're going to gift ourselves of just being in this moment, this time, and in ourself to truly take a look around in our inner landscape. So we're shutting down all of the places where our energy might be shattered out there and center it back within. Each breath we take, we ask that we bring more and more of our scattered attention back into us. Bring back the cords that our heart has extended to all of those that we love. Bring back the parts of our mind that are out there trying to solve all the problems of our day, our life, our world. What if the world's problems, our day's schedule, what if all of that could be handled with even a more amazing sense of grace and flow if we actually took care of ourselves first? Yeah, let's breathe into that. And then just imagine that we're hooked up, we're plugged in, we are charging up and calling in all of our divine ancestors, God force, life force, angelic support, guides, wisdom, highest self, whatever you want. But let's plug in to that so that not only are we grounded in our bodies and downward into the magnetic center of Mother Earth, but that we are also plugged in high above us to that other part of this life, our divine self. So once we're centered in this space, with our divine energy flowing in, with our physical Mother Earth energy flowing up, we can serve in a way that is much more powerful, much more whole and holy, and in a way that's from our unique strength and brilliance. Whew. So, at the beginning of this year, actually towards the end of last year, my business coach and I did a beautiful visioning exercise, and we looked at what I wanted 2015 to look like, feel like, smell like, taste like. And I love that exercise because it brings in all of our senses. And if we look at this moment, what does it look like? The leaves are still very green on the trees, but it's getting a little dry and brittle outside. I see them falling more and more. What does it feel like? Right now it's kind of humid, but you can tell that the evenings get cooler. This is a beautiful time of year. What does it smell like? What does fall taste like to you? To me, it's lots of tomatoes and peppers. And we're getting squash tonight in our my share from the co-op I belong to. And, you know, we want to bring in all of our senses because our sight, our smell, our hearing, our actual tangible feeling, all of those pieces help us to create not only awareness of where we are in this moment, but what do we want this to feel like, taste like, smell like, and look like in 4 months at the end of this year? What do we want our life to look like then? I have some ideas of some things that I want to have created by the end of 2015. And I also have quite a few that span into 2016. But we tend to use that calendar year as a threshold, right? And also my birthday is in the end, the last 10 days of the year. And because of that, I feel like there's also another measuring point that I'm going to be crossing as I celebrate another year on this planet. And each of these dates, if you will, these numbers of dates, coincide with kind of a limbo bar that I had set for myself of where I wanted to be. And I have to laugh because my pace this year was so strong in the first 3-4 months, and then I fizzled. A number of things happened in April, May, June that slowed me down in a way that I didn't quite have a crash and burn, but it was similar to that. Not a real full breakdown, but enough of a warning to just be still. Reassess. Look around you. Go inward. And that has been where I've been for the last couple of months. So now how do I want to take this new awareness of who I am and what I'm here to create in the world and take it forward in the rest of my work for the next 4 months? Create the income goals, create the relationships, create the new programs and clients and the wider audience, the tribe that I'm here to serve. how do I do more of that? How do I do more of that, or how do I be more of that? And the funny thing that started this whole thought is yesterday, being in my exercise session, and I won these 10 free sessions to the exercise coach, which is one of those 20 minutes high intensity supervised exercise programs. And I'm absolutely enjoying it, especially because I get to look at my progress. It's all computerized. I get to see how I'm performing each and every time, where my lower and upper thresholds are. And what I love is I always, and it was very fascinating to me yesterday to see that I can pace myself and actually finish without being totally exhausted. So that whole pacing, where I don't give it like my 120% in the beginning, because then I don't have that 100% to give later on. I learned yesterday how to make my, if I looked at my bar chart, that it was much more even across the board. And I found that fascinating. I was so excited to see that I'm learning this whole technique of pacing. And it dawned on me how important it is to use that in my day-to-day life, especially in my business. I get all excited, and I throw 12 hours a day of my intensity and my focus and my energy and into creating something or delivering something, and then I'm exhausted. And I've done that all my life. Whenever I have a one-day event coming up, I spend like the 3 days ahead of it, and then during the day delivering it, I'm exhausted, which isn't giving my best to my clients. So as my one day approaches next week, I'm looking at how can I be so prepared, how can I be pacing myself up to that date so that I'm not running into Office Depot to get my copies made the day of. I'm not scrambling to make sure that the lunches are ordered and all in place and that the last-minute attendees and registrants are added to the list. I want all of that to flow with a grace and ease so that I can be the most present and able to serve as possible on the day of the event. And I'm questioning how much of this is other people's experience. It can't just be me who it's like so intense in terms of our focus and energy, and then after a big event, we crash. And the other part of it for me is as I get so excited about moving forward and delivering this program, there's a disappointment it reminds me very much of when after delivering my children, each time there's what a lot of women experience is that huge drop in our hormones after having the baby that causes a lot of women to actually go into postnatal depression. I mean, it's a chemical, measured, scientific fact that we do this. As we're birthing a new program or a new one-day event or to deliver a brand new launch of our new section of our business or something, a new website, anything that we're doing that we're rushing to deliver this in a big, huge way, it's like a birth. And after, there's that letdown, that post-event exhaustion, that, almost like when you come back from vacation and you need an extra day just to have a vacation from your vacation to ease back into regular life. And I'm not going to have the luxury for that because right after this one-day event next Friday on the 11th, I have a full weekend planned, a walk for Alzheimer's and a hike with somebody else and a big event on, some social things going on. So there's like a triple booked weekend right after this one day event. So I'm not going to have the luxury of falling into bed and sleeping for a day, or catching up on the self-care. So building that in all along. So to reiterate, I guess I'm really curious, where is it that you do this, where we fall into patterns, and then if we hit exhaustion, which is what women tend to do, we hit a failure point or an obstacle, we quit. Or we strive so hard to be seen and heard in our chosen careers and professions, and then, you know, something happens and we literally crack. You know, it could be our physical health, it could be something in our family, but typically what happens is we have not chosen to add self-care just as much as what we're doing in the expending of our energy for others. And I'm going to go ahead and list the phone number here if anyone is wanting to call in. The number is 626-213-5692. And that number again is 626-213-5692. Just in case anyone has a question or a, yes, this is what I do, and how can I not do so much of this hitting the wall kind of thing? And how can I enter into fall in a way that is, in a way that is honoring of me? Typically, fall is a slowing down process. And yet, if we're looking at the schedule, many of us have September and October so full, so booked solid, that maybe there isn't as much time for retreats or taking time for ourselves or finding space on our calendar that we can just put in, I'm busy, this is time for me. And if we don't claim it, it'll get taken. And I'm looking at that. Almost every single day for the full month of September has something scheduled on it. I don't have any open days. And this makes me sad because my daughter, I can't attend either one of my daughter's parents' weekends at college because of my schedule. And I'm sad about that. I wish I had known about their parents' weekends and planned around them. And then again, I'm feeling like when I do go visit them, maybe it'll be when there's not so much going on and I'll actually have a time, you know, some more time to spend with them. So I'm justifying it in my own way, but it doesn't feel real great. So I'm curious if anyone would experiences the same thing of stopping and starting and intense workload and then crashing and burning, or how can we fall forward in this beautiful time of year where we are, I don't even know how to describe it, where we are totally able to take care of ourselves, get our business done, do what we need to do for others, but in that order, you know, where we've put time on the calendar for us first. And allow the grace of falling into this beautiful time of autumn in a way that is just as honoring as the beautiful season is itself. Most people actually adore the autumn season because it is such a beautiful time of year we do get to pull out our sweaters that we haven't seen, you know, our old friends from last winter, and start changing up our wardrobe. The weather is lovely enough here in St. Louis anyway, where we can open the windows and enjoy the cool breeze at nighttime. No air conditioning or heat needed. And the colors are so spectacular as the trees, you know, the sugar content in the sap increases due to the colder air, and the colors come out, and then the leaves fall, and we crush, you know, we walk on them and they crunch underneath our feet. There's such beautiful pieces and analogies and symbolism in fall. And our question is, can we enjoy it? Can we be aware of what's going on in our body system, which actually reflects nature? Can we be aware of that part of our business as we, if we're on a fiscal year of completing in December 31st of 2015, what numbers need to be met? And all of the social events that come at this time, can we be discerning? Do we want to go to that family picnic and our friend's barbecue and that outdoor concert that we told some friends we'd meet them at all in one day? There's an amazing amount of activities that are coming up on the calendar that I put down as maybe, because I'm practicing the art of RSVP, which I talked about a few shows back. But some of them I say yes to, and then I actually have to renegotiate. You know, if I said that I would be at an all-day hike on Sunday, yet I really need to stay home and finish some things for work, or I really would like to go visit my parents, or I really would like to stay home and cook a bunch of this beautiful fresh produce, so I have amazingly healthy, colorful food to eat for the next week. How do I want to spend my Sunday? What would be in service to me? And then I can look at what would be in service to others. And I'm talking to myself here, and I typically do when I have these conversations. It's not that I am telling you anything that I would not be talking about with me. So I'm really curious. I would love to know how you're doing for this month of September. How are you looking at the next season and knowing that winter is right around the corner, but actually being present to the beauty of this moment, this month, this time? We're so future thinking that we, you know, there used to be that whole countdown to Christmas, and then it was the countdown to Halloween, and then, you know, and Thanksgiving, and all of these different holidays that are coming up in the next few months. And yet, can we just be here on September 2nd and look at our lives in this moment, and actually even look at our inner landscape and see what needs tending? You know, do we need some additional, like in my garden, do I need to get some additional mulch put out before winter? Are there some plants that need to be divided before winter? And how does that apply to our personal life and our business? Are there some programs and things that are naturally coming to an end or that can be mulched and put aside and let to go dormant for the next few months? And these, I can't answer those questions for you. I can only ask them. And I would ask that you actually look within you to see what your answers are. And that's the beauty of having a coach who supports you not only in making your business dreams come true or your career dreams, but also on a physical and energetic and emotional level. Somebody who is on your team and just not telling you what to do, but asking you questions that allow you to think and see, is this the next right step for me? Or holding my feet to the fire. You know, there's this beautiful thing about mentors and coaches and true accountability partners that actually say, so how did you do on those sales calls you said you would make this week? And how is that rewrite of your website coming along? And the redoing of your, you know, intro video? You know, I appreciate when somebody reminds me that I said I would do something. And I love holding other people accountable. It's the most amazing marriage, collaboration, allowing and receiving that I do in my world right now. And I would just ask that you think about how you might invite some of that collaborative counsel of accountability to be surrounding you and supporting you as you fall forward in these next few months. It's not to fall into the busyness. It is more to surrender to the schedules that are out there, and then also to put our foots down and to take a stand and say, you know what, this Saturday, I'm going to rearrange this. I just don't think I can make the coffee thing and the yoga and the walk in the afternoon and hosting people for dinner all in one day. So I think I need to renegotiate one of those things. And allowing ourselves that time every day, whether it's through meditation in the morning, whether it's through review of our day, whether it's for looking at the weekend for the next 3 days, whatever supports you and allows you to review what your commitments are, and if need be, removing some of those so that it makes the most sense to you, in support of you. Because when you are full and whole and taking radical self-care as a top priority on your list, that is when you can make the most impact. You can show up most fully in your relationships. And I'll close on that and just say, happy fall. Happy, happy fall to you. And I'm here if you have any questions. Feel free to reach out to me on Facebook or on my website, and I'm happy to share. Till our next time together, take excellent care and shine your light.